Hi, I'm Sarah Kiewer.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been. I love you. I need you.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Mickey.
This is a nice setup.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. I really like it.
I think it's a bit echoey because this room is so big.
Yeah, we probably should apologize to the listener. Like, we're doing these from the Edinburgh Fringe, which is great that we've got that going for you. But at the same time,
we've got a fantastic stand-in, Dave, called Vittorio.
And Vittorio's the best.
So great.
Vittorio. Look at him.
Wave to the people, Vittorio.
This is, you absolutely shouldn't.
We'll be real quick.
So
that's our guest.
Josh. Josh, please. We try to pretend that the guest is not in yet. It's all gone to shit. Anyway, we're at the Edinburgh Fringe, so the episodes are not going to be as smooth as normal.
Not going to be smooth at all. I'm really tired. I've never been more tired in my life.
Yeah, are you not sleeping? What's going on?
I can't sleep.
Really?
I've lost my damn mind at this Fringe Festival, and there's still 2 weeks left.
Oh God, it's so long.
I'm completely exhausted.
Slash, we're loving it. Please come see our shows.
I've got so much more left in the tank. Come see it. You'll love it.
Got so much to give you guys. Please come see it.
I was saying the other day that I think now at this stage of the Fringe, everybody should have an announcement before their show where it says, just so you know, this comedian has done this show 15 times already.
Yeah.
So if it's shit, what are you expecting?
No, it should be really good. There should absolutely not be an announcement like that.
I want next week, I want it to be like, just so you know, Sarah Kiewer has done this show 25 times in the last 26 days.
But you think that means that the show can be shit?
What do you want from her?
But that should mean that it's really good by now.
No.
Okay, we have a differing opinion on this.
It's getting worse.
Is it?
It's getting worse. Please come and see it. Please come. For the love of God, come and see it. I need the money. Come see me do my shitty little show.
Okay, well, Sarah's having a breakdown, so I'll just do the bit where I say we're really excited about our guest today.
Have you still... Josh,
he's not in the room yet.
He's not in the room.
Josh. He's not here. Josh Jones, absolutely fantastic comedian. Everybody loves him. He's so, so funny.
He's so handsome.
And so handsome. Really? Oh, my God. Josh, please. You're not in the room yet.
Josh, get out of here.
We have to suspend some disbelief.
Okay, well, he's been waiting outside long enough.
Yeah, he's not in the room. He's been waiting. Let's bring him in, shall we?
Let's bring him in.
Hello, Josh.
Talk right now.
No, you know, because I panicked immediately because I saw someone make fun of people starting to podcast like in a nice, like gentle way yesterday at a show. And so, you know, when they start in kind of a gentle way and then it's like, oh my gosh, are we recording? And it's like, yeah, we've started recording. And someone really brutally made fun of that yesterday. So I was like, we need to get a strong start.
Hard open.
Hello, Josh.
What's your national insurance number?
I don't know it. I've lost the cat, so the numbers I'm in my phone.
You've put it in your phone. That. Yeah, don't do that.
I'm going to take it out of my phone before this goes out. Okay. I'm going to put it on a piece of paper and hide it.
I would be very impressed if you could just like say your national insurance
my
number.
My dad knows his.
Yeah, that feels like a dad thing.
Dad thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
They can't get it if it's in my head.
Do we need it for comedy?
You need it.
I don't know if I've ever been asked for
you
it.
Need it if you're...
Don't you just need it for like a real job?
If your agent
you need it for like life.
So oh, he's got it.
They can pay you and stuff.
Oh, right, yeah, I can get him paid.
Yeah, Josh has never been
does
paid
my accountant... just keep doing it for... Yeah. Are you getting money for this? No, my accountant, does he need it?
Yeah, he should have.
Oh, I might have given it him.
Yeah, I mean, he will... If he's any good, he will ask for it.
I have no control over anything that's happening in my career.
I love the idea that you've never been paid for comedy. You're like, people are getting paid for this? Yeah.
Well, I should... Because other comedians, like, double check. It was you who told me stop doing this when you sign stuff, because I said, oh, I did a signature, and someone said, you're not doing the same one.
Yeah, I told you to not do your bank signature.
Yeah, and I was like, oh,
signing autographs.
Yeah, I didn't know that you shouldn't be doing that. So now I've had to switch it up.
I said it as a joke. I was like, oh, I have to be careful not to do my bank signature. And Josh's eyes were like, oh, no.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, balls. Because I signed something that day because I told you. And then I was like, oh, fucking hell, I've been doing that for ages.
That's so fun. I
now
think
you've
it's good
announced
because,
it on a podcast.
Yeah, my bank signature looks nothing like my name. So it's like, if I signed that, it would be really meaningless to people because it'd be like, who signed this?
Yeah.
So the two times I've ever signed something.
A different. Yeah.
Put a little heart over the eye.
Oh, and you don't do that on your bank signature?
Yeah, that's my bank signature. Well,
so now I'm not my bank. I've just put Josh with a smiley face.
But for anyone who's... Nice.
Yeah, don't do the surname.
No, anyone who's had a Josh autograph from a couple...
Before.
Yeah.
When you've signed posters.
Yeah.
That's me bank.
If you've got one from 2021, take that right to the bank.
right to the bank. You could take out all the money that he's never been paid for comedy.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for doing this.
Thank you so much for doing this.
This podcast is about life-changing moments or potential life-changing moments. We're recording live from the Edinburgh Fringe. Do you have a thank fuck for that moment for us?
Mm.
All right, yeah, I'm going to just tell you a recent one, actually.
Do it.
If that's all right.
Yeah.
I've had a fucking drama while I've been here, so it's a bit of a long story.
This is Edinburgh recent?
Yeah.
As in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, while we've been here.
Wow.
So on the first Wednesday when we did our previews at, just before the show started, on the first show, I had to go to Glasgow in the day to get me passport. To have a fast track passport appointment because I lost my passport in the nightclub, right? So then I got there 3 hours early, so I went and
Why
watched the Elvis
Why did you
have
your passport
film.
In a nightclub?
We'll get back. I've got.
It's a long time. He's got this. He's got
get into it.
So then I went to Glasgow to go get my passport sorted, and then got there 3 hours early, so I went and watched the Elvis film. And I don't eat meat, but because it was the first day of the Fringe, this is going to be a really long story.
No, I love it already.
I love
it. I have no idea. You're bringing elements in that I was not expecting.
None of this is relevant.
I know it is to me. But I don't eat meat because, I eat fish. That doesn't matter. But anyway, I was like, right, I'm nervous. I'm going to the cinema because I'm 3 hours early for me thing. And the first day of the Fringe is later that night. So it was just a lot of emotions. So then I went to watch the Elvis film. And because I was so nervous, I thought, I'm going to have a little sneaky hot dog and not tell anyone, right? Mm. So I got a hot dog from the cinema, right?
Oh,
but
God.
They give it you in a little bag, don't they? So I put my mustard on my hot dog, put it back in the bag, then went to the toilet, then went and watched the show, but then pulled the hot dog out of the bag and got mustard all over me. So
you're like Mr. Bean.
So 3 hours later, I'm in the passport office covered in mustard.
Sure.
Yeah. That's why it was relevant.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, okay.
So then they're like... They're not happy with me because I've lost 3 passports in 10 years.
Also, you're getting mustard on everything.
I know, yeah, and I'm just covered in mustard. But
promise I won't lose this one.
Yeah. So I honestly got a real telling off. She was like, right, we'll send you a passport. So then I came back to the Fringe thinking, okay, I'm going to get a passport sorted. Then I get an email from the passport office saying, well, because you've lost so many passports, before we give you this new one, we have to do a Zoom interview. So I had to do, like, they've done a full background check and I had to prove who I was because they thought I'd been, like, selling me passports when actually I just fucking lose them. So they was asking me, and I mean proper background check, they was asking me what my brother does for a job.
I don't know what I'd say if they asked me what my brother does for a job.
Well, I'm really worried about Josh because we've already established he doesn't even know his like social security numbers.
I don't know anything. Well, also, Sakisa, the comedian, she signed me passport because her day job is a solicitor.
Yeah.
And then 10 minutes before the passport thing, I was like, she's like Madonna. We only know her a first name.
What's a second
so
name?
So if they ask me what a second name is, I'm fucked.
Yeah. It's Boswick Barnes.
Yeah, I've Esther knew.
Thank you.
Esther knew.
I'm a good person. Yeah.
So I knew that.
Turns out everyone else knows her second name. Josh and I are like, she's just like Madonna.
Yeah, but
she's like, yeah.
Well, I didn't think she had a first name because she also used to go by Twix. So she's just never had a last name.
She's a mystery,
just
two
first
names. You just call her Sakisa Twix and hope for the best.
But I, so anyway, I was nervous.
Yeah.
Asking me about my brother's job, asking me about my parents, about my stepmom and everything. And then they asked me, when I leave my house, what can I see on the street? What my closest train station is? So they've done a full fucking background check. And then she was like, and then I had to explain why I keep losing them. And I say, oh, I've used them for ID. And then she was like, you need to use a provisional. And then I said, well, I left that on a bus. So there was like a whole drama with that. And it was
you're
just,
like, well, I sold that to a 17-year-old.
Yeah. So then, anyway, I did my meeting. Oh, but during the meeting, she said, oh, you lost one, but then you said you found it. And I said, yeah, but then I had it cut at the bottom, so you can't use that. And she said, what did you do with that? And I said, oh, I just got rid of it. But then in the back of my mind, I thought, oh, she might think I meant, like, got rid of it to someone. So I said, oh, well, I just got rid of it in the bin. So I was like, it was just a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, but great delivery.
And then
in the bin.
Yeah. So then
that's not what you're supposed to do either. You're not supposed to just chuck them in the bin, are you?
Oh, you're not.
I think you're supposed to shred them and stuff. Oh.
You're supposed to set everything on fire, actually.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh. Including the bin.
Including the bin.
So then they had my meeting was done, and then they was like, sent me passport, and my housemate from London was coming up to the Fringe. Yesterday or the day before. So he brought my new passport with him because it came like 3 days ago. But because I've lost so many, I can't be trusted. So I've not been given a full passport. I've only got a 12-month one. But also, that's me thankful for that moment because I've got one.
Yeah. You've got your
but
training wheels.
12,
the normal ones are 10 years.
Yeah, but it's only 12 months. So I've got this trial one. And then hopefully after that, can be trusted with a full passport. But at the moment, I'm on a 12-month trial passport.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, I'm quite nervous to go to the airport with that, actually, because they're going to be like, what the fuck have you done?
I'm picturing
also,
it.
Also, when you go flying, isn't it supposed to be, like, valid for at least another 6 months?
People keep telling me this now. I figured this out in the last 2 days. So I'm going to actually have to apply for another passport in
like
six months.
Yeah.
I've got a six-month passport, basically.
I'm picturing it like A3, bright yellow.
Yeah.
You've got to hold it with both hands when you walk up.
You know what's great about that is that it reminds me of like, I cannot get a credit card no matter what I try.
Yeah.
Is that I don't know why. Like I have nothing. Like I've done like my credit score and stuff and it's all high and I don't know why. But I went through this really long process with a bank once where I was like so close to getting it. I was like, this is really exciting. And then they finally sent it to me and they gave me a limit of £50. Because they were just like, that's all we could give you.
Do you have a credit card?
Yeah, I've got a credit card.
I'm not trusted.
I don't think you could get one. What, with your 12-month passport?
Yeah. It's funny because my brother rang me yesterday because I've got him some comps for my show, but he said other people come in. And I said, well, I'm not giving, I don't know. He's bringing like 8 people. I don't know them all. So I said, right, you can have 4 comps and like, you know, I've got to make some money back so 4 of them can pay. And he said, right, well, I'll buy them, but you need to put some tickets on hold because I've lost my bank card, so I've got to wait for my bank card to come to my house. He's dyspraxic, so he loses everything.
Yeah, but what is your family?
Yeah, that is,
what's going on?
Yeah, me and my brother both lose a lot of stuff.
I'm really good at losing things. Yeah. I lost about, I think in my first year of living in London, I lost like 4 or 5 Oyster cards in that many weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them, I was really, really drunk on a night out and I just threw it in my back pocket. And then on the way to this party that we were going to, I really needed a wee because I got the smallest bladder in the world. So I did a wild wee on like this residential street. And next day my Oyster card was gone and I was like, I'm fairly confident it will have fallen out of my back pocket and then I will have pissed on it.
Sorry.
I've got a small
urine soaked oyster card the next day.
I've got a tiny little bladder as well.
Have you?
So do like all this, my mum's side of the family, from a family of tiny little bladders.
But you're really
cute.
I wish people could see your face right now, because you're just
it's quite cute.
I've got a lovely little bladder. Oh, I find
you're
infuriating.
Really presenting this like I'm so adorable.
Yeah, I can't hold me weird.
My mate Aaron once came to visit me at university. He turned up at like midday. I don't know if I've told you this before. It's not a great story, actually. This is a really bad
story.
I've
never heard of your mate, Aaron.
He turned up at midday. We went out. He stayed in my uni halls, and he left the next day at like 4, and he didn't wee the whole time.
That's insane.
That's so weird.
I talked to him about that. I told some friends about this, and they were like, I don't believe you. And then I saw him like a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, that did happen, didn't it? And he went, yeah.
My dad doesn't really wee a lot.
It's really scary.
I find it. I'm always worried, but he doesn't drink any water.
Well, I drink loads of water.
Yeah, me too.
That's why I'm always weeing.
Yeah. We actually have to stop talking about it because I'll just want to wee.
We'll all wee together.
Yeah.
We'll do an ASMR weeing podcast.
Story?
Well, we've got a couple of little ones, actually. So our listeners, they write in with their near-death experiences. And they're absolutely
we ask
harrowing.
Them for their near-death experiences and they're happy to oblige.
So there's a few different...
Just do one.
We keep getting... Well, they're quite short.
Sure.
We do a couple. We keep getting swept out to sea ones, which is interesting. I didn't know how many people... I guess the sea is quite big, isn't it?
I had a near-death experience in the sea.
Did you?
Yeah, I was saved by a lifeguard. I was only 7.
Oh.
And no one believed me, but I'm pretty certain I saw the shark.
Did you?
And my dad said I came out of the water. I was like, you need to get him out because he's a fucking... Well, I didn't swear, but I was like, there's a shark in there.
Where were you in the world?
In France. We used to... Because my dad used to drive us to France. We did caravan holidays and we'd drive down to France.
We did that. Never saw a shark.
Yeah.
I don't think there's sharks there.
There was on that day.
No one believed me. But I'm pretty sure I saw one.
Yeah, sorry. I don't want to deny your experience.
Yeah.
You saw a shark. It was real.
I think it did.
Yeah.
But it was like a 7-year-old's memory.
But it was real.
To me.
To you, yeah. And I
had to get saved by the lifeguard.
Did you
like it?
Yeah, because I was drowning. Yeah.
Was it fun?
Was that pretty great?
Come on.
So this person, Verity, said, I watched my then boyfriend... Then boyfriend's in quotes.
My so then, it's actually still their boyfriend.
My then boyfriend have a near-death experience, a near-near-death experience. Dan nearly got swept away to sea while telling his best mate he was planning to propose that night. I just watched from the beach thinking they were having a lovely time. Luckily, they got swept into some rocks and returned safe, if a little bloodied up. And of course, he's now my husband.
What?
Ah. That really escalated.
I don't even understand what happened in that story.
Apparently, he was stood in the sea.
Telling his friend he's going to propose, which is a weird place to tell secrets.
Stupid.
Like knee deep in
the
sea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is between you, me, and the sea.
I've got something to tell you. Are you sure people won't be looking at us just stood in the sea? Shh, no one's looking.
No one's looking. This is where I've always wanted to tell you.
You can whisper in the sea, can't you?
But maybe, wouldn't they have thought that was a bad omen?
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, I guess not because they got married.
Going,
anyway.
Don't do this. I'll kill you before you marry her.
Yeah. Guys, it's not going to work out.
This one's
from... Did he have the ring in the sea with him?
I hope not.
I doubt it. Mm. How often do you go swimming with your valuables? Actually, don't answer that.
Don't answer that. This is probably where you lose all your passports.
He was 7 years old in the sea in France with his passport in his pocket.
It was mugged by a shark.
And at the passport office, they didn't believe me.
Yeah. I was covered in mustard and blood. And I had a decapitated shark's head in my hand.
You've got to believe me. Here's another one. I gave birth, had a massive hemorrhage, passed out, woke up 4 hours later with a lot of extra blood. And the surgeon saying she really thought I was gone. That's not what you want to hear from the surgeon, is it?
No.
I thought you were gone. And somehow we had another child 3 years later. And that's from Eloise.
Harrowing story. Harrowing story. So has told us.
She had
a lovely anecdote.
She nearly died.
She had a hemorrhage. She passed out. Fair enough. Fair play. That's what I would do. Woke up 4 hours
What, giving birth?
Yeah, pass out.
You'd pass out.
Fully tap out immediately.
Yeah.
I'd be like, somebody else needs to take over. I'm not doing this.
Is that what you think a hemorrhage is?
I'd want to, yeah.
Someone else taking over.
I'd want to be sedated.
God taking over.
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever you hear those stories of people being like, I just want to fully experience the birth. Yeah. I'm just like,
get the drugs.
Why? Take the drugs.
What are you trying to prove?
I think you're trying to, my mum did this. She's like very proud of, you know, I gave birth to all of my children like they did in the olden days. But the olden days are crap.
Yeah.
So many people died in the olden days.
Yeah.
Of childbirth. Yeah. Yeah.
And other stuff.
Because
I think it's pathetic.
Because I'm going to adopt. I'm going to adopt.
You called my mum pathetic.
Your mum's fucking pathetic. I think she's embarrassing. I hope she's listening.
She gave
birth three times without painkillers. Pathetic.
I'm going to adopt in the future. Yeah. But a part of me does get a bit like, not jealous, because obviously I know childbirth is very hard, but like that day when you're the pregnant one, it's like you get to be the biggest piece of shit to anyone, really.
When you're giving birth that day.
You can like grab your partner's hand and like break it.
Yeah.
And be like, you did this to me.
Yeah.
And I'll never get that. Like, I won't be able to do that when I'm signing an adoption paper.
You
did this to me. I'll never get that. So like, I just want that moment.
You can do it, Josh. I'm giving you permission.
Screaming at your boyfriend, fuck you and your fucking penis.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your sperm.
I'm gonna do that when I get me a dog.
I think you can do it. I think you can have that moment. You did this to me.
I'm never gonna get that, really. My friend loved being pregnant, though.
Did she?
Yeah, she keeps asking to be my surrogate, but I don't think it should be someone you know.
No,
it's a bit weird.
People always ask me.
And she's ginger. Do we really want to play with that?
Yeah. You don't want to provoke that beast. Yeah.
Oh my god.
People always ask me if I would have a baby with like my girlfriend's egg and my brother's sperm.
I know.
Really?
I know lesbians.
What
that
a
have done
weird
it.
Thing.
Yeah, I know a lesbian.
No, it's a great thing,
that.
Sorry.
So no, I think it's I'm with you. I think odd. They've both the lesbians have got a brother.
Yeah.
And then it's like one of the lesbians obviously was going to have the baby and use the other one's brother's sperm. So it'd be like an uncle dad. Crazy.
I'm not,
there's probably people listening to this who have done that, but like, that's too much admin. Also, like, I wouldn't want any, like, the idea of my boyfriend's sperm being in my sister, and I know they've not had sex, but I'd still be so jealous. I'd be like, what the fuck? Get it out.
Yeah. There's something about it that, I mean, fair play if you've done it. It's like, I get the instinct to be like, well, at least it's the sort of the DNA, but I'm like, I don't care that much about DNA.
Yeah.
To have it awkwardly be
and
like,
also, like, no one.
Also, you can buy fancy sperm, guys.
Yeah.
No, not my lesbians? Not my you can buy you can buy some fancy ass sperm.
Not my brother's dusty shit, you know.
Yeah, like none of I don't think the people I know are gonna listen to this. But like they're not ugly, but none of them are like we need to keep this DNA. Like they're fine.
I just think that if you have options, you know, why not go for the fancy ones?
Yeah.
I don't have an option. I'll have to take
Who's
my boyfriend's sperm.
Whose sperm are you going for? If you could have any sperm in the world.
Any sperm
for your
in
baby.
The world.
What? I'll think about
you
eggs.
Can get that fancy like Danish sperm.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
What does that taste like?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't Tulips. Swallow it, baby. Oh, Sarah, no.
No, you have to drink it, right?
Sarah's just
I know
doing shots
from.
Of it at the...
It's not
paid
working.
So much money.
It's not taking. It's not taking, babe.
What do we do?
Whose sperm would I have? Graham Linehan's.
Oh my god.
I'm trying to think what egg I would have. I'd have Kate Beckinsale's eggs.
Ooh,
she's
yeah.
Now, so she might not have as many, but I'll have one of them.
I think they might be gone.
Yeah, but she looks gorgeous still.
But she looks amazing.
On the outside, she. So I'm
on the guess, inside, so, she's fucked.
Yeah, but I'm guessing her eggs are still good. Yeah. She's got,
get those eggs.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But,
Kate, if you're listening, Kate, I assume you're listening.
Graham.
Yeah. Get Graham. In touch.
Kate or Saran Jones. That'd be even mine.
Oh, Saran Jones, yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah, mm. like a Northern actress egg, like Sarah Lovely. Lancashire. Yeah. Me and Sarah Ooh. Lancashire would have a great baby.
Absolutely oh wonderful baby. God.
Be the most northern baby in the world.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Josh.
Yes.
Darling. Do you have any sliding doors moments?
Do you know what
you
we mean
like
by a sliding doors moment?
I had one and then I forgot it. Remind me what it is.
So the film Sliding Doors, Gwyneth Paltrow misses a train. In one version of her life, she gets home, catches her boyfriend cheating on her. In another version, she just misses it. And you see both her lies play out. Do you have
Is it like a small moment that could have like mean that your life could have gone a completely different direction?
I got my finger chopped off, but they sewed it back on.
Yeah, you could
so
have been
it could
fingerless.
Have been a bit different if they didn't sew it back on.
You could have been
I could have looked like this.
Yeah, and that is the two versions
but
of Josh's
apart
life.
From that, it would be pretty the same. I wouldn't be fingers. My fingering game wouldn't be as good. But I would. So they managed to reattach the finger, so I think that that's a big life moment.
Well, and that's the podcast.
Because I would have had... Shall I change it to a no. more meaningful?
Yeah, you wouldn't have been able to point at people.
Yeah.
Or so just with one hand. You couldn't have done double finger guns.
Now
which
I've got
would
a
have
full
been...
finger instead of half a one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can see the scar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love the idea.
When did you? How did you chop it up?
Josh
is sliding
doors
to escape from primary school. And you know the metal fences with the three sharp spikes. I climbed off and my finger stayed on. Yeah. So
and then who picked it up?
I speak about it in this show, actually.
Who picked it up?
My teacher had to pick it off the fence. It stayed on the fence. Yeah.
That's a sliding door.
And then they put it on top of a bag of frozen peas. And then it came to the hospital with me. And I tried to speak about this on stage, but it's never worked. But I can tell yous. Do you know what's so weird about it, though?
What?
There was like a four-hour gap before they did the surgery. And I don't know where my finger went in that time. Like, someone could have messed with it. Do you know what I mean?
We don't even
someone
know that's
could have
yours.
Like put the wi- yeah. Someone could have.
Do you think that sometimes you look at it and you're like,
where have you been? Yeah, it's like a like when your ex and you split up for like a week.
Yeah.
What did you do in that time? Yeah. Who were you with?
I'll never look at you quite the same.
So that this is gonna be stupid, but
all of this has been stupid.
I think it's really fascinating that that tip of your finger has grown with you.
I know.
It's not like a little but child's finger on the end of yours.
But you think that chubbier than the rest?
I just feel like surely once I'm just
chubbier.
Surely once it's chopped off, it stops growing, and then they
no, why? Why would you think that?
I don't know.
They sew the nerve endings back together.
That's it.
It's like it was an 8-hour operation.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was one of me.
Did you feel really special?
Yeah. Well, I've been.
And did you look at yourself in the mirror? You did this to me.
Yeah. But I was in hospital for a month because you're bed bound.
Wow.
Because you're not allowed to move your finger, so I'm sat like that for a month.
It's a good thing your teacher wasn't there the whole time because you'd be like, Josh?
This really taught me something about surgery because I was imagining it just doing a little stitch around the edge.
Literally.
Just a quick reattachment job.
This episode has made me think that Sarah is not as smart as I always thought.
You've only just realised that.
I've only just realised that.
I think I bring that out in the best of people.
I'm a dum-dum. You're doing a podcast with a dum-dum.
That's good, actually. I think it's making me seem smarter, and that's pretty impressive.
I really like the idea that Josh's Sliding Doors film is the exact same timeline.
Life, yeah.
Everything's the same, apart from in one you've got a finger, and in another one you've not.
I couldn't think of what else.
I love it. Really, I absolutely really good. Love it.
Yeah, but that could have changed your life.
Yeah, it could have been a bit different, you know?
I mean, the premise of this
is that your is that your dominant hand?
Coke a bit harder.
Really hard, yeah.
Is that your dominant hand? Are you writing?
I'm left-handed.
You're left-handed, so it actually had no effect. It would have had very little effect on
your
life.
Might not have been as good balance, maybe. Oh, is that
no, that's your feet.
When you
that's
lose
your
toes.
Yeah.
Josh, are you walking on your hands?
Yeah.
Josh is just crawling everywhere.
No, he falls all the time because he chopped his finger off when he was 7.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's what I meant.
Wow, thank you so much
for
that.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you. That was amazing.
Are we done?
No, we're going to ask you. Sorry, yeah, we're doing very terribly, but we'll just ask you to plug your show.
So
you're
I'm
in Edinburgh.
Doing a show at Bunker Free at the Pleasance at 8:30 called Waste of Space. And if you're not in Edinburgh, I'm doing a little tour. I don't know where everywhere is. So just follow me on Instagram.
Yes, yeah. Which is?
What's,
yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, what is that now?
Just
if you just
Josh
Google
Jones.
Josh Jones comedian, yeah. Some you'll. Oh, Jossie Jones 92. But you, good for a good hour.
Yeah,
wow.
Jossie Jones,
you knew more than him.
You should know your socials. I'm okay with you not knowing your social security number, but you should know your social handle.
The other day, I phoned my niece.
Do you know mine?
I forgot my niece's birthday.
Yeah.
And then when I went to sort it out, I forgot her name. So, you know, this is just the person you're dealing with right now.
Okay, well, follow Josh and go see his show. He's the funniest person.
Very,
please,
very
go see.
Funny. Yeah.
Thank you. Recommend. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you thank so much, you. Josh.
That was Josh Jones.
That was Josh Jones. Josh Jones, everybody. So funny.
So funny.
What a funny boy.
Guys, we're gonna make this real quick. We're just going to plug our shows because...
Josh is still in the room.
Josh is still in the room and we've absolutely lost our minds. So real quick, please go see Sarah Keyworth.
Yeah.
She is on at the Pleasance Courtyard at 5:40 every day. Her show is called Lost Boy.
Go and see Mickey Overman. Her show is called Small Deaths. She's yes. doing it every day at the Monkey Barrel at 6:10.
Yes.
I think that show is absolutely fantastic. And you will too.
I'm just coming. Oh my God.
That's a little preview of Mickey's show.
Also follow us online. Follow Sarah K Comedy on...
Social media.
And at Mickey Overman. Also follow the podcast. It's at Thank Fuck For That with no you in the fuck because we don't condone swearing.
We don't know why we've called it.
Send
this.
Us your sliding doors moments. We would love to hear from them. If you've been swept out to sea, please tell us.
That's a real theme. Have you been swept out to sea? You could be entitled
you
to
can,
some compensation.
You can go. You can email us if you don't want to go on socials. You can email us at gmail.com. You can email us, thank fuck for that, know you in the fuck, @gmail.com. This is the worst. We're so sorry.
Is that the take you're going with?
Yeah, that's what I'm going with. Please sign up to our Patreon. Do you want to do this? You're doing nothing. You're bringing nothing to the table. Okay, I'll do it. Please.
We don't have any money.
We don't have any money. Please.
We need money. We need money.
Please sign up to our Patreon.
We need to send Josh Jones home. He's lost his passport.
He needs to get another passport.
He needs to immediately get another passport.
Yeah, that would be amazing if you could do that. As you can tell, the Edinburgh Fringe is very hard for our brains, and we've gone all scrambled. So if you sign up to our Patreon, then we'll be really happy. Because
that'd really cheer us up, actually.
Because the Fringe is rinsing us.
It's rinsing us for mm-hmm. every penny that we've got, and we yep. need you.
We need you.
Thank you.
So thanks for listening and bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck For That. It was hosted by Sarah Keyworth and Mickey Overman and produced by Dave Murphy with music from Ben Kavanagh. Please follow us on Twitter. We are at Thank Fuck For That with no you in the fuck because we hate swearing, guys. And we don't know why we've called it this.
Don't swear.
And you can find us on Instagram with the same name, @ Thank Fuck For That.